startups will be key because they have this agility, but also a lot of ambition. So the corporates have no choice to partner with the startups.
Be courageous and do this first step. Coming from there, very often you may have the surprise that a corporate will see, yes, I really need that. Even you are small at the beginning, you are there with the agility and the efficiency that you can bring with your solution.
When you're a large corporate like Orange and you need to stay on the cutting edge of innovation, calling on the agility and creativity of startups is often a must. Creating a program that lasts over time, that is duplicated in several countries, and that above all allows for the concrete implementation of startup solutions results in a success story such as the Orange Fab Startup Accelerator. In this episode of Orange Podcast, we have the pleasure of listening to the testimonies of Juliette Malherbe, Orange Fab Manager for Belgium and Luxembourg, and Cassius Morea, founder and CEO of Emailtree, a hyper-automation tool replying to emails in seconds, who participated in the program and deployed its solution within the group. And I'm Tom Lonsdale, your host for this podcast series. Juliette, thank you for joining us. Can you tell us more about the Orange Fab program?
So this program is a bridge between Orange and the startups. So the main goal of Orange Fab is to develop a co-innovation project with the startups and between the startups and Orange, and to create win-win partnerships between those two parties.
And could you take us through the program selection process for the startups?
Yeah, so we scout for startups that have an interesting product or service for Orange, and we scout them through our ecosystem in Luxembourg, such as Silicon Luxembourg or other startups association in Luxembourg or in Belgium. And the startups can apply on our website, orangefab.be, but maybe you will be able to share this link on the notes of the podcast. And then when we see that there is an interesting link for our teams internally with the startups, we organize individual meetings to present the solution to our internal experts. And then after a selection, we invite 5 to 10 startups to a pitch contest. And then the executive committee from Orange selects the startup that will be accelerated in the next months. So the acceleration is during 4 to 6 months. And then if it's a successful acceleration, we have a concrete partnership with the startups.
Corporates and startups can be seen as worlds apart in the way in which they are run and who they are. Why would a corporate want to work with a startup, and why would a startup want to work with a corporate?
Yeah, indeed. So the goal for Orange, actually, a corporate, is to be able to propose end-to-end solution for our customers. We have seen that selling IoT to other corporates is not always easy, for example, because we come to another enterprise saying, okay, we have IoT connectivity, but people don't really know what to do with it. And we did a partnership with a startup in smart parking, for example, and it is a way to use our IoT in an end-to-end solution. And when we come at a customer saying, okay, we have smart parking solution, maybe it's more tangible for them to use IoT with an end-to-end solutions. So that's an example of what we are looking for. And we can benefit, and that's the advantage of the startup, we benefit from their agility and their expertise to diversify our offer, as we did with CommuniThings, but also to improve our internal processes, as we currently do with Emailtree. And I think Cassius will explain a bit more about maybe our relationship. So on the other hand, what's interesting for the startups is that Orange as a corporate has a strike force. And during the acceleration, we can offer to the startup access to our network, so to our B2B customers. We can also do market research on our B2C or B2B customers, and they can have access to mentors, so C-level, that can introduce them to interesting people. Then we have also events that we sponsor, and we invite startups to be present there for national or international events, such as VivaTech in Paris or Dakar Digital Show in Senegal. And then, as I said, we are present in 18 countries and we can put the startups in contact with the other countries, the other fab. And it's interesting for Luxembourgian and Belgian startups that are in small countries to be able to grow internationally. So we help them in their scaling.
Thank you, Julia. Now over to Cassius. Thank you for joining us. So you had the chance to participate in the program. Can you tell us why and how you applied?
Thank you. Thank you all for this interview. The application to the Orange Fab program followed the first meeting that we had with Orange teams at Loic Luxembourg, that is Luxembourg Open Innovation Club, was somewhere mid-2018. So when I went out that event, I said to myself, Orange is the kind of partner and the kind of company, corporate, that I would love to work with, because we were at a moment in time and we needed to scale up, and it was the environment where we wanted to scale up. It was like, as I said, a perfect match, because we wanted to have the corporate that will see how our technology can fit their needs. Together, we were proposing to reinvent the customer services by combining human and AI. And that's a big question, how AI will be deployed to serve human agents. So the application to the Orange Fab and the pitch that we had in front of the jury in the finals was really our entry point to what we have for a successful partnership today for 2 years in production. So it's a long way.
That's great. And can you say a little more about the outcome of the collaboration? What have both companies been able to take away from the program?
Meeting a company like Orange and having the possibility to scale up the solution that we are proposing, it's a real chance. I mean, I wish this chance to everybody, because the results of the common work, it's something that helps you to get more mature. And when all the teams are on the same side, I mean, we are not anymore in a notion like supplier and client. Both teams, Orange and Emailtree, are now working and serving the agents and the customer, the end user. And altogether, we need to find the right way to satisfy these two persona, the agent and the customer. You cannot use, and we cannot have a success solution like ours if the agent is not happy with it and is not bringing productivity and satisfaction. And since this agent is serving faster the end user, the client, then this creates a positive awareness and overall satisfaction with regarding to Orange customers. So we deployed Emailtree together for internal customer service emails. Agents were able to respond faster with higher quality in 5 languages that are here available in Luxembourg. And we free up a lot of times for more value-added tasks. And during the deployment, we also learned all the points that have to be checked in order to adapt the infrastructure and architecture to make it run in a closed environment. This is for data confidentiality that have to stay in a closed environment. Nothing goes out, so data are protected. And we are listening to agents' feedback. We are taking notes and seeing how can we improve this feature? How can we create a new feature to make the job even easier for them?
And finally, what message would you like to send to the startup founders who listen to us?
I would say that be courageous and apply. I mean, you may find different ways to enter and to speak about your company, your solution, and you have a lot of doors that you will have to knock. And the first door is really to fill that form and say, hello, I'm here. Here's my solution. Take in consideration what I'm proposing. I mean, be courageous and do this first step. Unless nobody knows you if you do not do this step. And coming from there, very often, you may have the surprise that a corporate will see, yes, I really need that. Even you are small at the beginning, you are there with the agility and the efficiency that you can bring with your solution. And maybe they need you. Obviously, it was the case for us. Just be courageous and go there.
Julia, do you have any messages for any startups listening?
Yeah, I have a positive thinking about the startups, because I read a study recently from Deloitte and I was very impressed by the number of job creation that have been driven by the startup last year. And I think that in this world moving forward very fast, startups will be key because they have this agility, but also a lot of ambition. So the corporates have no choice to partner with the startups. And entrepreneurial lifestyle is fulfilled with the ups and downs. But my message for the entrepreneur is don't give up, because at the end, you'll reap what you have sown.
Julia, Cassius, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you. Thank you, Tom and Cassius.
Thank you, Julia. Thank you, Tom.
We hope you enjoyed this behind-the-scenes look at the Orange Fab Startup Accelerator, and it made you want to participate in this exciting program. This episode of Orange Podcast was brought to you by mobile, broadband internet, fixed-line telecommunications and TV operator Orange Luxembourg. Thank you all so much for listening, and if you want any further info, please go to our website, orangefab.be.